There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
Love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Kissel.
Yep.
Have you seen the movie Psycho Goreman?
I don't think so. It sounds awesome, though.
It's really fucking good. It's this new movie I just saw come out. Like, it's straight up Power Rangers with intense violence.
Ooh, so it's like Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Cool. I love it.
Like blood and monsters and shit. It's like a horror movie version of it. I mean, I couldn't believe it. They made something for me.
I'm 100% down to see it. What was it called again?
Psycho Goreman.
Psycho Goreman.
And we're not even paid. We don't know those people. They all could be fucking guilty of crimes.
Sure.
The entire making of the entire film. I don't even know. I can't even tell you who the director is.
No idea. Psycho Goreman. Check it out. Just because Henry said so, I'll watch it too. Welcome to Side Stories, everyone. I am Ben, hanging out with Henry.
We haven't talked movies in a bit.
No, we have not. I'm trying to think what I just watched recently. Of course, we have to see Judas and the Black Messiah.
I cannot
Our
wait.
Friends made that movie, so we better see it or they're going to be mad at us, the Lucas brothers.
It looks really fucking good. It looks like The Departed, which I'm very excited for.
Yes.
And also, my friend Bria Grant made this movie called 12 Hour Shift, which is really fucking good.
You also take the F out, and that's exactly what I had this weekend.
12-hour shift. Are you sick?
No, I just had some people over for Elimination Chamber, WWE.
And what is this about going to the bathroom? So you guys all went to the bathroom together? This was like a thing that were you watching from the toilet?
Let's just say I planned for a big party, and then Eddie shows up.
I mean, Eddie's technically, that's like Three's Company.
That is. So there was a lot of pizza left over. But anyway, it's out of the house now, not because I ate all of it, because I had to throw some of it away.
It's hard because if you prep for a party, especially these days, it's difficult. You never know who's going to come.
I know.
People just wake up with the fear.
I understand completely. Well, speaking of fear, one of the things that we fear the most on this show.
What?
Getting it wrong. But we didn't get it wrong. There were just some small myths and lies that the internet giveth that sometimes we taketh because the treat is just so sweet.
It's so
like
sweet.
Like Turkish freaking delight. But we do have to clarify one of the people that we love the most. As a matter of fact, we played some of his music, which is real.
It is real. It was music that did get made and was put onto the internet. It's a man named Prince Midnight. He stands by his claim that he turned his Uncle Bones into a Skelecaster. We covered this last week, but now some people are trying to say.
Air quotes, people. Who are you? Show me your ID.
I don't know. I'm looking at cbc.canada.
Oh,
and
my.
And apparently it is some form of hoax. Two Tampa reporters, Christopher Spada at the Tampa Bay Times and Ray Roa at the alt-weekly Creative Loafing, have questioned the story's veracity.
What was that?
Creative Loafing.
The Creative Loafing? That's not a reputable news organization. These are the people who are debunking the fact that
Tampa
this
Bay
man
Times.
Took his uncle's bones and made a sick-ass guitar out of them and then created some sick ass licks.
They're fighting
out of said guitar.
They're fighting it.
I don't trust the redaction.
I don't know, but Midnight is now, he's not returning phone calls from any of these people. He is held up. The Tampa Bay Times, they are not, they said the Tampa Bay, the reporter from Tampa Bay Times, he reported that the man purporting to be Prince Midnight bears a striking resemblance to an eccentric Tampa hat maker who calls himself Odilon Ozare. Ray Roa, who's been covering Ozare's media antics, agrees. Ozare is listed in the Guinness Book of World Records for having the world's tallest hat and the longest acrylic nails.
So they've just debunked something to bring in something that is so much even more debunkable, which is that this man who does not have his uncle's guitar.
Look at this hat.
That is a mat. I am seeing
Look
the size
how
of
fucking
that.
Tall
it's
this
a
hat
big
is.
Ass hat. But I am
I
just
don't know, actually,
wondering.
You're just building his myth. I think these people are in cahoots with Prince Midnight.
Don't they have anything else to report on? They're on the Prince Midnight beat. There are so many things going on in Tampa. This man is just studying this other man's YouTube page to debunk when he does something as kick-ass as make a bone guitar.
I actually think that
this is where I'm going to tell the media one thing, though.
shush, shush, shush.
On King Midnight.
I actually don't think there are other things happening in Tampa right now. But
what?
This,
they just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so it's calm. Azari claims he claims to be a longtime Tampa resident who went to Hillsborough High School, but there is no voter registration, driver's license, phone, or address records for anyone by the name. He's trying to stay anonymous. He's an artist. He's making big hats.
Yeah, leave him alone.
It's a Guinness World Records official said that record applicants are prompted to provide a full name on their application, but can give a stage name if they want.
Okay.
But he's
Dr.
saying,
McFarty,
sorry,
here to tell you how many coins he can stick in his asshole.
But he said apparently both Roa and Spada, the two reporters, they said that Ozari himself, that guy, the guy with the big old handlebar mustache, the world's tallest hat, and the world's longest nails, he also bears a resemblance to a local musician named Justin Arnold, who's frontman of the punk what? Band Feral Babies.
All right. First
which
of
is
all,
the, I mean, what a shame. Feral Babies.
After the last Prophets incident, I say keep babies out of all rock.
Keep babies out of rock. And also when it comes down to it, that's why, like, Feral Babies, people are complaining about Feral Babies, and then they get all mad about these caged babies.
It's
and
ridiculous.
And they think, like, well, so what do you want? Do you want babies in a home, which you could call a cage, or do you want babies to be out there with the squirrels and all the animals?
So if you were the manager for Feral Babies, you would recommend they go play at the border for the caged babies, and then the caged babies could feel more maybe, like, in line with being criminals because we branded them that?
My home feels more and more like a cage every day.
Okay, I kind of agree with that in some ways. Well, nonetheless, it came to our attention. It was not this man's uncle. It was not real skeletons.
It just seems like
it is still a real skeleton guitar.
We don't know because
he
also built.
There's no real bones in it, apparently.
No. It's not. And then Ozari's hat and Arnold's taxidermy crocodile. The guy Arnold, who's also supposed to be the same guy. So Ozari. Prince
That's
Midnight.
The guitar guy. No, Prince Midnight's the guitar guy.
He's a guitar guy.
Who's Ozari?
Odilon Ozari is the man with the world's tallest hat and the world's longest nails.
Okay.
And a
Which,
man...
How do you put the hat on with the world's longest nails? I've seen these longest nails. They curl up. It's like a horrible amusement ride that would kill anyone who boarded it. How do you put a hat on with said long nails?
Very carefully.
There's so many lies going on in Tampa right now.
There was a musician. Then he's also possibly a man named Justin Arnold, who is the frontman of the punk band. That's Feral Babies guy.
Well, wouldn't this Feral Babies guy, who this is without a doubt the most amount of coverage his band has gotten, not to diss
no,
the band, I have no,
no
idea,
no, no.
Perhaps it
time,
is good.
The last but, time he had big coverage was that apparently Justin Arnold, he tricked the Tampa Bay Times in 2014 into
what?
Publishing a photo of a two-headed crocodile on its cover. And then apparently they found out that was also, so this man is either an incredible mm-hmm. performance artist, trickster, I don't know what you say, or this is three different people.
Is it possible there is just a Tampa wing of their newspaper edition, or like a wing of their entire newspaper program that's just gullible, where they just, this is the gullible boys. And occasionally, if you say yes to every story, I guess this is what they did with the X-Files, you might stumble upon some truth. What if that guitar really was the body of a missing person who had gone missing 30 years ago?
Sure.
And next thing you know, we found out it wasn't.
Sure.
But I'm just saying, I've come full circle with these fake reporters.
When it comes
seems
down
like
to
they say yes to every case, and you never know which case is really going to turn into something massive.
But this story, to me, whoever these three men are, if it is indeed one man, like the Holy Trinity, they're all in Tampa, whoever
okay.
they're all in Tampa, and they all have motive, means, for just the sheer pleasure.
To build a guitar?
The pleasure of trickery, right?
Yeah.
Or the idea of just trying to do new fun things. So
yeah.
I think when it comes down to it, I applaud this triptych of a man, whoever he is. Like, if he's one of these three, and I would like to hereby invite this man onto Side Stories, if he's willing to come out
if
and tell us
one
the story.
Man, we can't have three men.
I'll have all three. If there are three, you best believe we're having all three on the show at the same time.
Also,
but this is an open invitation, sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com. We have a booker. We will get you onto this show. Tell your story here.
Also, in the vein of the late great, oh my goodness, no, I'm blanking. Jump, kick your legs up, really handsome man. He
Dave,
just died.
Who's dead?
The one who has just died recently.
Which one?
Very famous guitar player. Everyone loved him. Sex symbol. Icon.
Jimmy Page is alive.
Not Jimmy Page. Is he
Pete
alive?
Pete Townsend is alive.
Pete Townsend is kind of alive.
Still collecting art.
Yes, he is. No, you know the very famous one. Jump!
Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie Van Halen.
He didn't do the jump.
No, but he did have a really sick
Simon
ass.
Dave did the jumps.
Well, but there was a lot of jumping. I'm sure he jumped.
No.
I'm sure at some point he jumped.
Eddie Van Halen was smoking too much.
he would, whatever it is, he played the guitar and it had two, maybe he had two things on the guitar. What I'm saying is make the goddamn double-headed crocodile into a guitar and then we can talk.
That would be incredible.
Okay.
Because then
you could have a band with a double-headed crocodile bass guitar. And then you got the guitar full of the bones. And then all you need is like a bunch of drums made of nothing but said fetuses. And boom.
Come on our show. Prince Midnight, whoever you are, your open invitation. Also, dinner at my home.
Oh, my goodness, buddy. I would not do that.
I mean, I'm afraid, but I want to see what kind of magic he does.
I can't wait for you to call our editor for him to edit that sentence out later on today, because I can see you after a bowl of weed just totally freaking out.
It's like, man, did I say my address? he can be anywhere. He's three men.
Whoa.
And that's not just the only correction we have to deliver. Number one, my conjecture that Wawa had for deep fryers is incorrect.
Okay. That is actually upsetting to me because that means they're doing their deep frying off-site because they have deep fried food at Wawa.
It shipped in. But it comes pre-fried and then they heat it in the microwave. They have like a convection oven.
I think if you're Wawa, invest in a deep fryer.
Unless you're putting fucking decapitated body parts in it.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Okay, good correction on that one. Although I'm sure if you do go to a Wawa, I'm sure one of you will find a deep fryer at a Wawa.
Well, now that you're looking for one, I want you to find one. And again, send it to sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com.
Put your hand in there, make sure it's hot.
It's the same guy that made the skeleton guitar and the two-headed crocodile, even fucking better. So we only have to do one episode. then we have, we called them burner plates. They're actually called charger plates.
What is the difference?
I don't know. And they are expensive because they're supposed to be expensive, and apparently they should never touch the food. And then fourth one, you can smoke cream. You have to use a cold smoke. I actually got reached out to by several friends who told me this. Actually, it does sound delicious.
But do they put, are we talking like dairy, not dairy creams? Ooh.
Yeah, like a creme.
Like a creme, but do you put THC in it?
Well, you can.
Methamphetamine.
You're just talking about trying to get high off a cream?
Well, why else would you smoke a cream? I'm just saying, smoke a cream?
No, it's smoked like you smoke meat.
Not like you're smoking with a cigar, finest cigar with a bunch of cream in the middle of it.
No, I'm not loading
because that would be like ridiculous.
I don't rig up with sour cream and blasting it in my fucking dome.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like Winston Churchill was just like a big old hoagie, but full of nothing but kind of hard, soft cream.
That's your fan fiction, buddy. That's
just
your
kind of a mozzarella stick
based fantasy world.
Okay.
But I guess if you are a person who has loaded up a dab rig with a bunch of creme and you smoked it, email us at sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com. Tell us how we're fucking wrong about that.
I've only seen one person with one dab rig in my entire life. He looked like one of the people from the movie Hostel getting ready to burn my nipple off. I have no idea what that freaking hot blowgun is.
It's
I don't know
torch.
Why that's needed for any kind of drug
super
use.
Hot because you have to melt down the shatter down into it allows it to combust.
As soon as I am shopping alongside construction workers and meth heads, I know I'm in the wrong section. So if you have to have a blowtorch for when you're using drugs, I don't know if you need to be that extreme. That's all I'm going to say.
I like a sweet, easy joint, man.
That's all you need.
That's what I like. And then the final one is, speaking of joint, I said that Kratom is fake weed, and I've been wrong about this several times. It's not. It's something else.
What is it?
Not the bad stuff that we were talking about. It's not spice.
We were talking K2.
Yes. I listed Kratom as one of the things that was bad in that group, and I was wrong.
Well, it does sound scary. And just lastly, this isn't a correction. This is more of an expansion of a conversation. And thank you all so much for letting us know that information. It truly is interesting because it's really about nothing at all. But did you hear about the cockroach? We talked about people dying eating cockroaches.
Let's do this story. This story is fucking awful.
It's a bit of a dated story. This is from 2012, but this was the story that I was referencing.
Yes.
So a dude, he went into a contest to see who could eat the most amount of cockroaches, which you could imagine this death could be attributed to every morning radio DJ who set up this competition.
Sure, but he had a lot of forms that said that wasn't his fault. He basically, there was many forms that says, this is bad to do. We don't know what it's going to do to you.
No.
You shouldn't eat this many roaches. But there were a lot of people that wanted that free python, which is what they were giving away.
It was to win a pet python, so you had to eat like said python, although I don't even know if pythons eat cockroaches.
I don't fucking know. I mean, I'm certain that they do. They might. This is Eddie Archibald. This is the story of Eddie Archibald. He ate so many live roaches, he had to cover his mouth with his hand to keep them from crawling out. He swallowed the 3-inch insects faster than he could chew, trying to down as many in 4 minutes to win a pet python. This was in West Palm Beach. This also comes from the Miami Herald. So this is legit. This was a
thing called, it's legit.
It was a Midnight Madness bug eating competition at the Ben Siegel Reptiles in Deerfield Beach. There were four ball pythons that were supposed to be like they were up to win. And so many people signed up. The store owner, he had to have a mealworm eating qualifying round just to see if you could get through that before you got to the roaches.
You know, I actually think that's appropriate, because if you can't go through the mealworm, then you don't deserve the final main dish, which was the cockroach. Although I think the mealworm, it's hard to say which is more disgusting.
I would eat mealworms way before I'd eat a fucking cockroach.
My question is, how expensive are these damn pythons? Because you just shoot me a message and just say, oh, I'm going to go eat a bunch of cockroaches, or there's a $25 python
looking
to win. Actually, I can just get you a python.
Let me
look
this up.
You.
How much to buy a python?
This is according to Matthew Karwacki. He was there. Of course he was, because he was a student.
Normally ball pythons cost about $50.
$50?
Yep.
Okay, not that expensive. Matthew Karwacki, he was there, and you know he was there.
I love
because
this line. It was pretty disgusting, but I like to participate in the reptile community. I don't mind putting on a show. And you see, I guess if you really want a snake, you can eat a hell of a lot of bugs.
Yes, you can. And of course, you know he was there because he is a student at the Florida Career College in Lauderdale Lakes.
I mean,
this was 8 years ago, so hopefully he's graduated, and hopefully he is plumbing your toilet right now, or taking care of your car, or dating your daughter.
Come on the show, sidestorieslpotl at gmail.com. We're going to have everybody on the show in one big, all of the guests that we need to cover all of the various corrections and all of the different things in just one episode. If we can bang them out.
You were just fantasizing about having a whack pack,
which is what
you've been doing ever since Baba Booey. You ever since Stern earwormed his way into your head. You have wanted a whack pack.
I want a whack pack.
But you have to.
But the problem is that once you have a whack pack, then you have the responsibility. Yes. Yeah, I know. It's like having a dog.
You got to wrangle those cats.
You got to feed them.
It's much more difficult than having a dog.
You got to walk them. You got to get them their booze. You got to get them their free coffee a couple of nights at a cheap hotel.
Anyway.
Over the course of the night, let's just go
into what he ate. Yeah.
No, I'm just to do it. Eddie Archibald, he ate more than 60 grams of mealworms, 35 3-inch long superworms.
Air quotes, superworms, which, you know, I gotta say, I knew you had to get in with the mealworms, but I didn't realize that they were 3-inch long superworms. I think that the person running this competition is getting a little bit of greed. I think he's getting a little greedy with content. And also, what's he doing with the cameras?
Well,
is he filming, trying to sell this for smut? Remember that haunted house that people used to sign all the waivers in the world, and basically, like, I think the guy's still in trouble.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I wonder what would the I want to watch somebody eat the mealworms.
They all signed release forms, and they were allowed to appear, but this might have been before. Apparently, what he said is that too many people showed up for the contest, so he had to provide other things for them to eat, because he didn't have enough cockroaches.
They should have eaten a freaking python.
But apparently,
that would have been cool. Eat a python, get a python, buy one, get one.
I mean, the problem is that what do we do with all this? What do we do? How do we get the extra pythons that we need?
Well, I was thinking maybe there would be less competitors.
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah.
But he tried to eat up half of a bucket full of these discoid roaches, but apparently then he started vomiting after the last concert and he collapsed outside of the store. Now, apparently what I didn't know, cockroaches, they shed a lot of allergens. But as long as they are not in the wild, they're not necessarily toxic in and of themselves. They tend to, very few human cultures, this is according to Dr. Bill Kern, very few human cultures tend to eat cockroaches because they store large amounts of uric acid and nitrogenous waste, and they tend to be scavengers and feed on things most people wouldn't consider to be desirable.
Well, and of course, you can imagine a cockroach lover, such as the owner of this store, would say, hey, you know what? My cockroaches are very well taken care of. These aren't your average run-of-the-day cockroaches. And so he pushed back a little bit, saying his cockroaches were raised in a sterile container. From time to time, they'd eat little critters, but they were perfectly safe to eat.
They were.
Now, does this man who owns the Python Zoo, or owns this little weird insectivorium, I'm not sure what this store is called, Does he know what the hell he's talking about?
No.
I'm going to go with the doctor.
I'm just going to say that no one knows.
Also because given the fact that the guy violently died.
Yeah, he died. But they don't know what killed him. And Karwacki,
I think we know a little bit what killed him. What do you mean they don't know what killed him?
They don't know what killed him.
It wasn't a broken heart, Henry. It was all of the mealworms and cockroaches.
Yeah, but they don't know why those were the ones that killed him, except for the fact that apparently cockroaches can bring about a shellfish allergy. It's the same allergy that you can get. So if you're allergic to shellfish,
it
might kill you.
This is why the lobster, the most overrated of all foods, cockroaches of the sea.
You and I are going to get in a fight.
I don't like the lobster anymore.
I like lobster. I like it more than I like, hamburgers.
No, you do not.
I love lobster. I love a pile of lobster.
So you're telling me, well, now I'm talking surf and turf. It really, I'm just saying the lobster, maybe I went a little lobster crazy 2 years ago because there was a place in Brooklyn, I think it was called Lobster Shack.
Or the one in Greenpoint.
Come lick the lobster company. Yeah, come lick the lobster or something like that.
It was really good, but if you're eating it every day, you get used to it.
Well, and then, but you know what I can never do is crack open the damn lobster. So now I'm in a fight with this dead animal, and it's just driving me nuts.
Oh, this is about your personal inadequacy. This is not about the lobster.
But then when you get the lobster, it's just, my God. At least when you kill a cow, you have so much meat,
I mean, I agree.
And that's my only problem, and that's my problem with crawfish, because they suck the brains out.
But
there's
not enough
meat.
But you're supposed to be, like, either in a fancy restaurant with a big bon, or you're supposed to be outside in Boston, you got a big bib on. Either way, the bib is what you're there for. You don't really, that's fun to do. It's a whole, you get to wear a special outfit to eat.
Yeah, well, I do like the culture. It reminds me of every John Candy holiday movie. But yes. I'm just saying there's not enough meat in it for Ben.
Apparently, Karwacki, the guy who was originally quoted, he was like, I just had one roach and I tapped out after that. The taste did not suit me, but the texture for sure was the worst part. So you see, because if you could look inside a dirty gutter and scoop up what's in there, that's what went through my head. All the other contestants just kept eating roaches, but I had to look away.
And keep in mind, this isn't really a prude. This is a man who ate a shitload of mealworms to get to the phase where he got to eat a sewage-filled bug.
But apparently, though, this specific ivory ball python that they were going for was worth $850.
Okay, so that... All right, so we're talking a grand in 2012 Tampa money. We're looking at...
$50,000.
So... I get the motivation, and the sad thing is, for the poor man who died, Eddie Archbold, he just wanted to find love, and this is how he thought he was going to do it.
He left behind two daughters, ages 6 and 9.
Don't say that to me.
It's very sad. And then Joe Ellis, a snake breeder from Virginia Beach, he heard about Archbold's death, and he was really worried about what that would mean for the reptile breeding community, because he says, even though we can be looked at as freaks, most people in the reptile community are extremely intelligent businessmen, doctors, and very compassionate with the animals, which I believe. I don't see a lot of doctors with snakes, but I believe that they are nice.
You know, that's so much scarier when he's just like, we hide in plain sight. It's like, no, I don't want to know that my doctor is maybe going to eat a bunch of cockroaches to get a python.
I mean,
because he's going to check out my balls later, and I would prefer if he wasn't like in debt.
If you found out your doctor is at a cockroach eating contest to win this fucking snake, I think that you should just, like, first of all, be thankful you have health insurance and then go back to the doctor because you're stuck with them. Because they have your files. Because it's as hard as it, you have to go back and you get the files transferred to somebody's place. But the thing is, you do get to say when he, every single time you sit with a doctor and he fucking lectures you about your lifestyle and how fat you are, like how you need to be eating less fucking meat and shit, and be like, I saw you eating cockroach dick two days ago.
It's good to get leverage on your doctor.
Always.
But
he's the one with the forms.
Yeah.
He fills out how healthy you are. That's the thing.
But if he just writes down that you don't have cancer and you do, you still do.
If you can't
be like, oh, I have cancer. Well, how about this affair that you're having with your secretary? And then he's like, never mind. But you still do.
Yeah. But in my mind, for a while, I don't have cancer until I just fucking collapse.
All right. Honestly, the story just takes such a sad turn when he has two daughters, ages 6 and 9, who obviously now are, oh my goodness, 17 and, still babies, I believe 15 or so. So that's really sad.
And I hope they still like snakes.
I don't care. I hope that they happy. I hope they happy.
I hope they happy
as
well.
Very sad. Anyway, all right. Speaking of weird food, should we just go right over to Europe?
I love, this is a good story. This was one of my favorite cities we got to visit in the UK.
Oh, so beautiful.
I can't fucking wait to go back.
Oh my God. How did your dad die? Well, he was in a cockroach eating competition. It's so sad.
It's hard, man. Your whole life is marred by this.
I'm sad.
Yeah, because you are of the same DNA as that man. It's very sad.
I won't even eat a lobster.
Think about the shame that Puffin would have.
Oh my goodness. No, Puffin has been getting into it quite enough.
He
has. Yes. Anyway.
So this story is, I think this could only happen in Scotland. And it was really fun, but this is a series of stories. I'm going to cover this one and the next one that are all about celebrating human ingenuity and how no matter what, people can surprise you.
They constantly can.
Every day. Never believe you have somebody pegged because they could do something very surprising like this. Edinburgh woman bit off a man's tongue in a street brawl before a seagull swooped down and ate it.
Now, I have to say this to the woman's credit. This is what you got to do. Eyeballs, tongues, balls, buttholes, ears. Go for the soft
right for the
surfaces.
Butthole. I always push a man over and then rip. I get it through his jeans. And just I give you that. That's called Aleister Crowley Krav Maga.
Ooh, Krav Maga. I love it.
So this story, all right. Listen to her tactics.
Okay.
James McKenzie. He spat out of his head fucking. Look, let me just get into this story right here. Let me start from the top. All right. According to prosecutor Susan Dixon, this comes from the Edinburgh News. The pair clashed. It is the man's name who is the victim is James McKenzie, and the woman, Bethany Ryan, 27 years fun, is the assaulter, right? So they said the pair clashed as they passed each other on Leith Walk at around 8 p.m. on August 1st, 2019. This is a while ago.
Okay, they must have been hammered.
She was like, yeah, she's sort of, hey, you fucker! This is being like, oh, the fucker! None the fucker.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
Yeah, you dirty fucker. I don't know why they're yelling at each other.
Deleted scenes from every Mel Gibson movie. I mean, that's how every Scottish war actually began.
Showed each other their fucking knobby knees and making fun of each other's penises.
Not even lying. I got into 10 fights when I was there and I didn't cause one of them.
You didn't. Mrs. Dixon said that the pair were strangers, but an argument had developed between them. The court heard Ryan had tried to walk away from the confrontation. The McKenzie then continued to be aggressive towards Ryan, and then he approached her with a clenched fist.
All right,
right?
So which he says, bad. Oh, you leave me alone.
All right. So Mrs. Dixon said, Miss Ryan, then somewhat oddly, she responded to him by pushing onto his body and beginning to kiss him. Right.
Well, this is the best fight I've ever been a part of. Yeah, this is going great for me.
She's a handful of a woman. You can tell just by her shape. Mrs. Ryan, somewhat oddly, right? So she gets up in there. She starts kissing him. Like, and this is how stupid fucking men are.
He literally
just like, I don't know. It's just like, usually it's like, I thought we were going to fuck. Never going to fuck. Normally we pick it up. Now I'm starting Australian. Normally it's a bit of a mix. So she kisses him on the lips, right? And then as she's kissing him, she latches onto his tongue with her teeth and then bites it off.
I gotta say, that was a passionate first kiss.
That's fucking crazy.
To get the tongue. So she's gotta actually, you gotta use spaghetti tactics. You gotta suck in the tongue and then you gotta slam down so hard. This is actually, the women of Scotland, I can attest, she's how they are.
They're very strong, proud, beautiful, very jagged teeth.
They'll bite the tongue right out of your mouth.
Mr. McKenzie, he walked off and he spat his chunk of his tongue out.
Oh, you're going to want to hold on to that.
And then as he spat it out, he just watched the seagull just swoop down, picked it up, and fucking flew away with it.
Just another day being a seagull in Scotland.
Wow.
But, you know, I have to say, unfortunately for the seagull there, the people of Scotland, they probably taste similar to the food of Scotland, not to diss
you gotta
everything.
Fry it.
You gotta salt it.
You gotta salt it.
My only advice to anyone in Scotland, put a little salt in there.
A little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper.
Condiments exist.
Poison you. If you just put a little bit of spice in something, you'd be amazing what it does to food.
So this man is living in a perverted Disney movie where instead of having a pigeon come down and help him get dressed, rather seagulls just eat anything that he discards from his mouth, including his own tongue. But in a way, It's kind of cute, isn't it?
It is kind of cute because maybe they can end up together. Because apparently Bethany Ryan, she pled guilty into assaulting James McKenzie by pushing him on the body, kissing him, and biting off part of his tongue to his severe injury and permanent disfigurement at Leith Walk. So she just decided, she's like, yet I'm guilty.
I think he doesn't have a tongue.
I'm guilty.
Well, there's a lot of evidence to say she may have been.
I was hungry.
Oh, well, there was obviously the large laceration. They say it was oozing blood. However, he did not require surgery because there was no tongue to reattach. They got to do what they did with Bobbitt. You got to find the dick and you got to find the tongue. But at this point, I suppose it's in the hands of the seagulls.
Yeah, we're going to waterboard every fucking seagull on the Leith Walk. It looks like, how are we going to find out who's got this tongue?
I don't know how you're going to do it. But perhaps this is the man who perfects cunnilingus with the first ever
flat tongue,
bionic tongue.
Oh, yeah, but this is the
thing. What if it's, sir, we can rebuild it?
She loves it.
Wow.
This woman is dead.
Oh,
God. This is another story that's about ingenuity of, because, you know, work sucks, right?
Work does suck in many ways.
This is a story that I really love because, again, it's about creativity and it's about rolling with the punches. Just because the cop catches you while you're doing something you're completely guilty of, what you can do is deny, deny, deny.
Well, the law doesn't necessarily mean good or bad. It doesn't necessarily mean something's immoral.
No.
It would just be just because
there's
it's
illegal.
There's
a difference between legal and right.
Abso-frickin-tootly. And I'm going to say this man was more right than legal.
Well, I would say he was morally fine. He was wrong because he's a fucking moron.
Yeah.
But he was creative, and I wished him well. Uh-huh. Arizona man accused of faking his own kidnapping to evade work.
But you know what's nice? He didn't take it to murder, did he?
No.
He didn't want to worry the family, and everyone knows, he got kidnapped. He'll be back. He's watched a lot of Liam Neeson movies. But the murder, that would make you really sad if you're like, he's dead if he left a fake blood trail.
Sure, absolutely.
And maybe part of his tongue.
But this whole thing is that he did this so he can hang out with this fucking boys. So they knew he was dead. They knew that he wasn't dead. And he told them all that he did this. This is from Coolidge, Arizona. This is the ABC 15 from Arizona. Coolidge police arrested a man who claimed he had been kidnapped near First Street and Northern Avenue. Around 5:25 p.m. On February 10th, police say they found 19-year-old Brandon Souls near Water Tower with his hands bound behind his back and a bandana stuck in his mouth. Soul police.
That's how people get kidnapped.
That's what happens.
Of course, right by the water tower.
That's a place where you drop off a kidnapped victim.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Souls told police he was kidnapped
to drink.
By two masked men who were Asian. I think
they
were Asian.
Oh, did he go with Asian?
No, no, no. He says the men knocked him unconscious and drove him around in a vehicle before leaving him by a water tower. Coolidge detectives conducted an investigation that found no evidence that a kidnapping or assault had occurred. Officers say that when they looked at the surveillance video to corroborate his story of him being hit over the head and stuffed in his car in front of his home, they saw no signs of his story being true. He also alleged that the kidnapping occurred because of a large amount of money his father had hidden in various places around town.
Do we know that's true?
Yeah, also fabricated.
Although in Arizona, to be fair, if you're going to hide anything, Arizona's the place to do
Absolutely.
It. There is so much freaking land in Arizona.
And so much like brown land. Like,
you'll never find the damn money again.
You'll never know. He said then.
But then that could be the adventure for someone like, when they go to look for Curly's gold.
Yeah, Billy Crystal.
Yeah, but it's really just a pedophile ring.
Yeah, but Billy Crystal is also, he's too old to be on a horse anymore.
Oh, I hope. Stay on the ground, Billy.
So then he was arrested on February 17th for false reporting to police. He then immediately admitted that he had made up the story as an excuse to get out of work during his interview, and then he was immediately fired at his job at the tire factory.
You know, the tire factory. I'm just so happy there is a factory that only specializes in tires. It's called the Tire Factory, so I actually assume it's a bar or restaurant because it seems like
it's in Canada.
It,
oh, no, it's in Arizona, and it seems like a fun thing. Let me look this up.
I just don't know if tire factories are called the Tire Factory. They're usually called, like, Plumpy's Automotive. You know, it seems a little bit
no,
too...
No, it is an auto repair
shop. It is, okay.
I'm looking at it right now. You can buy tires online, and they'll just send them to you anywhere.
Well,
it's now hiring as well.
Tell them that they... You will buy tires from them only if they rehire Mr. Souls, who showed the ingenuity it takes to get out of work and also commit a crime.
Commit a crime. But the thing is, it's more of a lie than a crime.
What's up with the manager? If he doesn't feel comfortable enough calling the manager and saying, faking a sickness.
Fake a sickness.
And then you go out to the bar.
Yeah, okay. and then you get a scratchy voice for real. That's exactly. The key. What I also really, what's important is with all of your lies, this is important tips for all of our listeners, add a layer of truth. When I used to lie about having to go in the office for saying I was sick, what I would do is the night before when I knew I wasn't going to go into work
hung
tomorrow,
over.
And maybe it had something to do with it, I'd get so blackout drunk that when I woke up, it sounded like I was very sick.
And then they have to believe you.
I also was.
And at the end of the day, they don't really care.
No, I mean, although, they sometimes do. They get mad. You get fired.
Not in corporate, though, so much. I think if you work at the tire factory, it's more like, we really needed you today because there's only three of us and there's four tires on this car.
I don't know. I know when I worked a corporate job, they were really very upset with me all the times that I did it.
Yeah, but it's corporate upset.
But then I was the first fired. During the recessions, I was like first, not even, it was like this recession broke that information, but the stock market fell like that morning and I was fired that afternoon.
Oh, I would love to see the picture of you that was taken for CNN with your box as you're all disheveled and sad and much more overweight and be like, the recession's hitting middle class Americans hard. And you'd be like, I was a temp.
I was a temp to perm. So I kind of was in between.
Yeah, I was never supposed to be. I'm an actor.
They forgot they hired me.
Oh, well, anyway, so if you're going to get out of work, I understand you want to get out of work, but you just got to be a little bit less intense. I'm going to say that Mr. Soul's 19 years young.
You just went too far
less
out of the
intense.
Way.
Yes. Just went There's too far. No need to fake the kidnapping.
There's so
it's
many ways.
Good.
How many times? Think about this, right? Your grandpa.
Break your own foot.
Your grandpa can die like three times within several years.
Well, you have four grandparents.
So that's boom, boom, boom.
And so
that's
never, never tell them when your grandparents actually die.
No, that's your secret only for you. That's your real life. Your boss should never know your real life. So, you should have a whole separate, whole world inside of your job where they think that you're together and you're ready to go and you do stuff, but they don't know anything about your real life. You don't let them know anything that's happening in your apartment.
So they say, oh, you get six sick days a year, which, oh, that's not enough. Okay, but you also have four grandparents. That's four more. Parents, that's two more.
And guess what? You can do a long weekend if you correctly position your grandparent to be maybe within your tri-state area.
You could extend it. But we're looking at six more vacation days, counting the parents' deaths. And then if you have any siblings whatsoever, you can just say that they die at any time. And then, of course, you also get three friend deaths a year because it's Arizona and everyone's doing that. Yeah. So people just die.
But here's also, can I also tell one more tip? If you're going to tell a story to your boss that someone has died or like, and you're close to the person who's died, tell them that you said that they're going to die, that you killed them in your mind to your boss. Just so I think it alleviates some of the magical nature of wishing your friends dead, just so you can go and play rock star video games.
With the friends.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's great advice. If you don't want to be employed, listen to everything we just said. Otherwise, again, I do think we need to have people. They deserve some time off.
They do. Everybody's working them. We're working their fingers down to the bone.
You know what, buddy? I got to talk about this. You know, it's a cliche conversation, but it continues to happen because they continue to happen with the gender reveals. This is a relatively new phenomenon. We never experienced this.
I barely have any fucking clue what this shit is, and I don't know why it's become a thing.
It seems to me like the stories of gender reveals are never, the outcome is either, oh, we know it's a boy or a girl, which we could have easily have just told you. We could have
just
had some drinks.
Don't give a fucking flying shit.
Or it ends with, we know it's a boy or a girl, or it ends with death. And one of those things, you can just tell me.
You can tell me
in a text.
We don't need
to risk anything.
I don't even need a big lunch. You can just tell me because in the end, why are you telling your childless dude bro friends?
I don't care. I want it to be alive for you, and I want you to be happy.
I want your shit to be okay so that we don't have to get sad tonight when we drink.
Unfortunately for this child, his father or its I'm not even sure what the
except we were excited about Holden McNeely is having something.
Well, if there was a gender reveal, it would just come out as purple because we don't know. Boy, girl, what's in between?
I have no clue. Anybody can be anything. Anybody can be fucking anything.
Well, I understand, but they don't make a color for that for the gender reveals.
Fucking platinum.
So authorities have said the explosion at this gender reveal killed Christopher Peckney, 28, and injured his 27-year-old brother, Michael Peckney.
These people are so fucking stupid.
He's a victim. Christopher was the father of the child to be. Yes, he died.
I don't think so. I think he did it to his fucking self.
Well,
it sounds like bloopers from the Taliban.
He was building the device for his child's gender reveal party when the device exploded. So this wasn't even the reveal. He was tinkering away like some kind of bizarre fellow who used to live in the woods. Kaczynski.
Kid Kaczynski.
Like the Kaczynski of baby planners.
We're just stupiding ourselves down into the gutter. Like, this is so fucking stupid. For what reason?
Because there's not a lot to do in a pandemic.
There's so many other things to do besides blow yourself up with a bomb. There's many other options.
Well, there's other things to do than that, but he didn't want to blow himself up with a bomb. He wanted to make a gender reveal bomb, which is cute. And the bomb should have known it's a cute bomb, not a mean killing bomb, but the bomb didn't know that because the bomb doesn't have feelings.
You know how you do it? Is that you got to hire like a hot girl to go, it's a pipe bomb.
That makes it a sex bomb. Ooh, now you're really getting me going.
It's got nails in it.
Oh my. Well, the New York State Police. I don't want to hear about it.
I can fix you, Ben.
Thank you so much. I don't want your life. New York State Police responded to the reports of the explosion. It was at 11:55 in the morning. It was at Liberty. And apparently, I believe it was later on that day that people were supposed to come over and be like, what kind of baby are you having? Oh, my God. I don't even want to say that. But apparently, they're having a fatherless baby.
Jesus fucking Christ.
There is no dad.
Yeah, man. He blew himself up.
Isn't that sad?
That's what happens.
Every story so sad?
You literally, all of these children are left by the wayside by their stupid fucking fathers. They just didn't even think about it. They didn't think about it for a second. The forces they were messing with, whether they were making explosions or they were eating so many cockroaches so that they can win a snake.
Just stop blowing yourself up. Also, I'm just getting reminded.
Write a play. You know what I mean? I would much rather. Yeah, it's embarrassing that father's a performance artist. But guess what?
Who cares?
Father also made the world's tallest hat. Father has the world's longest nails. Yeah. Father made a fake skeleton out of a guitar. And maybe, yeah, it was a bit of a lie. But guess what? At least it's creative.
Those are all habits that a father would do or hobbies a father would have to avoid their children.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
But you don't want the father there all the time.
Currently, there's no charges being filed. I think that's because the person who's building.
Dead.
Yeah, the guy's dead. I'm not even sure why they would need to clarify that. But also, don't forget the El Dorado fire that burned 19,000 acres. That was a gender reveal party, too.
I remember it.
I'm beginning to think we don't need to know.
I am starting to think that what happens to these kids?
I just watched that South Park episode of South Park. How do I reach these kids?
But what happens?
Cheat.
You are literally the progeny of suicidal morons. Like you are the, it's like I pray and that does nothing. Prayer does nothing.
That's bad.
Better be better than your father.
I just don't know when the explosions came into being when it comes
it's
to
got
the
nothing
gender.
To do with the kids. It's got all to do with the fathers.
Also,
it's got all to do with these fucking parents all just wanting to feel like something, because the problem is that you have the child and then it's like, oh yay, what a happy
fun
day
is over.
Yeah, then it's fucking everything's over.
I mean, also
I know some people love kids.
Well,
not this show. This is not one of those shows. We might have a mommy baby fun show at some point, but not us.
Well, I'll have a kid, but the kid, you know, I'm not going to blow something up to be like, it's a kid, because that's ridiculous. How many miscarriages because of these big explosions?
I don't know, man.
So many questions.
I just want, like, just have a party with hors d'oeuvres. It would be fun, because then you could have hot dogs for a boy.
Yeah, hot dogs
and peaches for a little girl.
You are disgusting. Yes. You could have little cookies in the shape of penises or little cookies in the shape of vaginas. And they'd be like, and you see? And you're like, how did you make this more disgusting? Can we go back to exploding things? Because this is disgusting. Oh, yes, you're going to want to lick it, and then you'll notice.
Just have a fucking baby shower.
I don't think they talk about it at baby showers.
Just have a baby shower.
People are very strange about the gender. They like to keep it a secret.
They should. I mean, it's whatever, because also the kid's going to find out later on.
Starts playing with whatever they got.
Yeah, the kid's going to figure out what the hell it is. Down the block, you're going to figure, you're all so fucking stupid. Whatever.
Anyway,
I feel nothing. I feel rage only just because I like, you know, we just, oh God, we just, China's going to beat us.
Well,
that's what this shows me. China's going
to
win.
Before we get to Hero of the Week, we do have to talk about this lighthearted. Do you want to talk about this lighthearted story in Ukraine? Did you see this one? This one is the guy. There's this Ukrainian dude. This story is so freaking. I actually am going to say the word cute. This Ukrainian dude was like, I murdered a bunch of people. And he did that so the cops would be forced to go to his house. Why does he want the cops to go to his house? Because there's a bunch of snow on his road and there's no snowplow. So he figured that the cops would have to plow his road to get to him to detain him for confessing to a murder that never happened. At which point, I guess he would just say, thanks for helping me with the snow. I didn't do anything. And then he would laugh at them.
But this comes from a culture where they're not afraid of their police.
It's Ukraine.
But I know, but still, I know the Ukraine's hardest prisons. I watched that one. Yeah. The one where they bind the fucking hands back and they put you in that stress position and they walk you from place to place.
If you watch the world's toughest prisons, it is nice to know the U.S. right up there, though. I almost think the U.S. is more brutal than Russia in some ways. Because Russia, they get to run around more.
It's very, very
scary. Unless they're in court, then they're in their cage.
But it's just one of those where, what would happen in America? Yulia Kovtun. So he said, you should come and get me. He said, he called the cops. He said, you should come and get me. But make sure you come with a snowplow because there's no way to come get me. When they got there, they discovered that the relative that he talked about murdering was there. And he said, sorry, guys.
Was he freaking Jerry Lewis of Ukraine?
But can you imagine what would happen if you did this? In St. Louis.
Oh, you're dead.
They would just take your fucking head and they'd bounce it against the fucking cop car.
Well, you get arrested for making a false police report.
I think what happened to
the guy who kidnapped himself.
Oh, yeah, I think he did.
But unfortunately for him, apparently there wasn't that much snow because the cops didn't have to use a snowplow. They just used an SUV and drove to his house. This is according to the police spokesperson. She says, immediately after arriving, they discovered the relative was indeed at the house, but in one piece and unharmed. No one had been attacked. And then the killer, air quotes killer, immediately was like, I did it. I did it. I did it.
It was me. Because he didn't like how the municipal snowplows cleared his road earlier in the day.
I almost think this guy could be Hero of the Week. Not quite, though, because it's still a false police report. But you got to get those roads plowed. You got to get it done right. Ukraine knows how to handle snow. They're not Atlanta. I feel like Ukraine's got to step up their game. And if this person, how bad is it where this person has to confess to killing someone who he didn't kill just to get a freaking snowplow out there?
I don't know. I think that it's a crux when it comes down to it. Were his civil needs not met? Yes.
Yes.
But when it comes down to it. Who knows? Because maybe it's better for him to, if you don't understand, if you're not getting your house, if you can't get out of your own house, think of it as a blessing. Because then you'll be like, I guess I don't got to go to work today because there's too much snow out there.
And I'm not sure what jobs are in Ukraine right now.
You got to break rocks. Yeah. There's the root gathering for all of the weird peasant soup. You have to go. You have to chase the golem. There's so many different hobbies in Ukraine.
I think I'll do the chasing the golem.
Oh, it would be so fun. They're little clay men.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun. All right, now it is time for Hero of the Week. And you know what? I'm sorry. I just have three of them. So it is what it is.
I'm just rolling through
all three of these ones that we have because it's amazing. So it's Lent. So, you know, for the Catholics, they put the ash on their cross so they know the kids to stay away and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just a little joke there. If you did that, all power to you. Good on you. Whatever. Have fun.
Clean it off.
Whatever. A Cincinnati man for Lent has given up all food and most all beverages except for beer. Isn't this interesting?
Except
for beer for 46 days. This fellow, his name is Dell Hall. He is going on a beer only diet plus water, black coffee, and herbal tea because you need the black coffee with the beer. And this is his third straight year in a row doing it for Lent. Evidently, his family hasn't fallen apart. His goals are simple. He wants to lose weight and help local restaurants and bars during the pandemic. And he's helping. He's asking others to help, too. This is what Hall explains. He says, I only have 3 to 5 beers a day.
Wow.
I'm not like drinking constantly.
Not constantly.
If you eat your standard diet, it gets boring. You don't eat the same thing every day. So I am definitely not going to drink the same thing every day.
Wow. He loses 40, 50 pounds getting all of his calories from beer.
Which is actually
what a great diet. This is awesome. This guy is a hero.
He is a hero.
And apparently there is a last podcast on the left, like weight loss group. That is starting up. And I want all fucking good. This is a good way to start.
Yes, absolutely. Why not?
Honestly, that sounds great.
So, Mr. Hull, you are one third of Hero of the Week. The other Hero of the Week is a dispensary. They are called Territory Dispensary. And they give, for anyone who buys a new dog, they give them pre-rolls. Isn't that nice?
That's really sweet.
I will say, don't buy the dog for the weed, though. Make sure you love the dog and make sure it can be taken care of.
Oh, yeah, but man, fucking in Jersey legalized it as well.
Very nice. So if you take a puppy home, the dogs are $280. Puppies are $280 and dogs are $120. They're all spayed and neutered and vaccinated. And you will also get 5 pre-rolled joints with each adoption. So that is very nice. So go there and get a dog if you need a dog and get some joints.
That's
it's really
sweet.
Exciting. Yes. Kelly Fox of Territory says, at our first event, we adopted out 14 dogs. At our second, we adopted out 12, plus 4 that were not ready for adoption in the time of the first event.
Wonderful.
So there you go. So good job. Thank you so much for giving out that sweet wee Territory dispensary. And just lastly, Alex Trebek, the gift that keeps on giving. All of Alex Trebek's TV wardrobe, thank God it's not going to a museum where we can just feel bad that we can't fit into said suit, which is literally all that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is.
It's
just
tiny clothes.
Tiny clothes. Alex Trebek's clothes, he has donated them to the homeless and
That's
to people
awesome.
Who are leaving jail. And it's really
he
awesome.
He must have so many suits.
Well, yeah, his son, Matthew Trebek, is the one who began this donation process. There were currently 300 neckties, 58 dress shirts, 25 polo shirts, 15 belts, 14 suits, and 9 sports coats. And this is all being done through the Doe Fund program. So, you know, it's really sweet because a lot of times people will take those types of articles of historic television value.
And they sell them.
Exactly.
And we come all over them and kill a bunch of people and kill their family while wearing it.
Matthew Trebek, just lastly, again, that's Alex's son. He says, I love the idea of guys getting a second chance to go on interviews and feel presentable in my dad's clothes. My dad had a large wardrobe for Jeopardy. It's always Jeopardy with an exclamation mark.
Jeopardy!
Because they tape 5 shows a day, 2 days a week. It all just kind of clicked. Also, 5 shows a day for 2 days a week is such a great schedule.
So
because
good.
5 shows, by the third show, you're in the next day, you're like, sweet.
He liked getting loose, but he was so good at it, didn't even know.
Well, he had all the answers.
I mean,
when you have the vodka, when you have all the answers, you don't have to have the middleman, that is the brain.
But he must absorb something. He must have been very smart.
Yes, he was smart in his own right, but
pleasure a woman.
Anyway, those are heroes of the week.
Here we go. This is some listener emails. Here we go. This is from massage therapist Kissel. You should take your pants off and your underwear when you get your massage. We cover your parts with the sheets. And yes, I do massage ass cheeks. It is honestly my most favorite part to massage because it's squishy and muscly and you can just pound in there with your knuckles and elbows. Please try it. It's also
well, that
my-
doesn't sell me on it whatsoever. That sounds horrifying. It sounds like he's doing it for himself.
This is a nice looking woman.
Oh my God.
So?
Next thing you know, they're going to want to vote.
it's out of the bag.
Oh, I've been an advocate for women voting for a long time.
I remember when you changed. As an entomologist, I always enjoyed when you guys bring up insects in some way or form when you're covering a topic. In one of the more current episodes, like monsters, you all joked about how in the far future of Last Podcast and Left, you'll be talking about how bugs are kind of evil. And I'm here to tell you, they aren't just kind of evil. Oh no. Some are full on psychopath territory evil when you look at them.
What?
Well, I'm not going to go into depth about how all bugs are insects, yet not all insects are bugs.
I'm already mad.
I will tell you some fun facts about these creepy crawlies that will hopefully shine a light on how ghastly some truly are.
Okay.
Starting out with the most macabre. Mosquitoes spread diseases that murder millions of people per year, and by the time you finish reading this email, a child or two will have died from malaria.
Wow. You know, the only thing good that I learned about mosquitoes, they protect the rainforest because it makes it so inhabitable for humans.
I know, but then there's also been a lot of talk about eliminating mosquitoes altogether because scientists have talked because of how much they ravage humankind. They're not quite certain. They know people eat them, like animals, other animals eat them.
Yeah. But no animal wants to.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But they've been talking about maybe, but then they were kind of worried about like It might be bad if we just get rid of an entire bug.
But we've gotten rid of so much. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. There is a type of fly called the horse spot fly. They lay their eggs around a horse's eyes, mouth, nose, and legs.
Oh, yeah.
As the horse licks the areas where the eggs are in annoyance, the eggs hatch into larvae and they migrate to the horse's fucking stomach. Once inside the nice, warm, and squishy stomach of said horse, the larvae will attach to the mucus lining and just hang out there and develop until they hit a certain stage of development, and then they shit them out.
Okay.
That's fun.
Well, does the horse lives, and he's got a little, it's like the Trojan horse, I suppose, in many ways.
It is.
Yeah.
It is like the Trojan horse.
So then the bugs just start their life in horse shit and go from there.
Yep.
Kind of our story, isn't it?
Yeah, that's how it is. Yeah,
nice.
but you lift yourself up by your fly bootstraps.
Yes,
fly. And lastly, we have the bombardier beetle, which literally shoots burning hot acidic liquid from its ass at its enemies, which is actually pretty sweet. I've watched videos of these before.
Dude, I love it. I love nature.
I do sometimes like it.
It's good to watch it on TV on a big screen in the comforts of not being in nature.
I like seeing on my TV.
Yeah, because then it's like awesome. Although, true talk, I can't watch anything with horses. I can't watch anything with dogs anymore. No cats. Anything that had Cookie Monster, Jerry goes crazy.
He really does.
Jerry goes crazy, so I can't watch. If I play a video game, I was playing Ghost of Tsushima, and I couldn't even ride the horse.
He got freaked out by the horse?
So I had to run everywhere.
Interesting.
It added another 3 hours to the game.
You might have to wear headphones.
No, he's seen it on the TV.
Weird.
He sees it.
That's
Puppet
so strange.
Care. Anyway.
Here you go. Henry mentioned being afraid, or I guess preferring to know he's going to die. I'm here to advocate for have no idea you're going to die.
Okay.
This summer, I got shot at, or rather, I was shot in the face, and I was a very lucky bitch. I was in my truck up here in the land of 1,000 lakes. I was out late, then some random ass dude rambled on up next to me in his car and fired directly at my head in my car. Reason? None. Just some lunatic night out.
Huh.
Now I'm just pulled up looking at my phone, and suddenly a car next to me, and boom, I'm dead, and some loud ass noise has gone off next to me. Lo and behold, I got shot in the fucking face.
Whoa!
I got crazy lucky and drove off kind of like a bat out of hell, and I'm alive and fine a month after. So Henry, I can genuinely say dying fast ain't so scary. I got nice and close to it, and I can honestly say the fear is in knowing or in surviving getting killed. The only time I was scared at all was when I looked in the rearview mirror and realized I was alive but shot and wanted to keep doing that whole living thing.
Wow.
So I'm glad you're alive.
Absolutely.
That's crazy, dude.
Be safe out there. My God. That really is a scary idea. Just someone coming up and popping you when you're on the... That's where I got a big truck. I'm high up there.
It's called living with what I have, which is called intrusive thoughts, and I think about it all the time.
Well, it's not necessarily intrusive if it's a possibility.
It's true.
Isn't that right?
That's why I'm trying to build bridges.
By the way, just speaking of intrusive thoughts, we're gonna start flying here again. If we could get the plane's engines to stay on the planes.
Because there's another story about a plane. That was very scary.
No, there's two. There was two.
Yeah.
Another one that just, the plane fell apart.
Very scary.
So I know the planes, they were stressed with COVID in 2020. They got lazy just like all of us. The planes got fat.
Yep. I guess so. Yeah. Quarantine 15.
Yep. Quarantine 15. Get the planes on the diet because we got to make sure they just don't fall apart up there.
So, and speaking of being, because the reason why we're going to get on planes is because we have a show coming up in Tennessee.
Can't wait.
Going to be coming out, I believe it is May 15th.
Woo!
The tickets are Patreon only until Friday. It's at a venue called The Caverns.
Yeah.
Which I'm really, really excited for.
Ooh, it's named after Henry's butt crack.
No. Yeah. Mine's more like a little crag.
Isn't that
I don't have a lot of space in there.
I know.
You've seen it.
Of course. Yes, that's right. So Patreon, get those tickets now. They are selling fast. And then this Friday, you can get those tickets for the general population.
Yeah, we can't wait.
This is the beginning of the end of this nightmare
bullshit
pandemic. We are going to do it.
We're trying to get that Fauciachi too. I don't know when the hell we're going to get it. But, you know, in New York, you can be legally fat enough. Yeah, we talked about this.
I know. So if you're in New York, get that Chinese food down your gullet also.
Mm.
I know it's cliche, and you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Don't.
Have some New York pizza for me.
Oh, my God. If you're
have
New York,
some
I
New York pizza for
nothing
me.
Nothing ever. Pizza Wagon in Brooklyn, I'm going to shout them out. That's actually the closest I've had to New York pizza in LA.
I can't get on board.
Really?
I'm very sorry. The breadsticks were not good enough.
The breadsticks are not good, but you know what? Actually, if you could do it, truly, if you pop them back in the oven, they're really good. You got to pop them in the oven when you get them, because then you get them crispy.
You know what I tried?
Hmm.
Slice of LA. This I liked because it's not Brooklyn. and it's not Papa John's. It's right in the middle.
That's fine, because in the end, I don't expect LA pizza to be New York pizza. I don't mind LA pizza if it's just its own thing. Exactly. It's its own thing, though. It's not pizza. It's LA pizza.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm stopping the chase for Brooklyn pizza, and I'm just... All right.
Changing your mouth.
Changing it.
Anyway. Changing your mouth. Getting back into tacos.
So have some pizza for me if you're out there in Brooklyn.
And
hug the person you see on the street. Just run right up to him and just give him a big hug.
Come here. Live every day knowing for a fact that we're about to be forced to go back to the wheels of capitalism. Know that and love the fact that you're going to be put to the lash by all of your bosses. Everyone's going to be forcing us to work because they're going to act as if we haven't been working for the last year inside. But then what they're going to do is they're going to double down on it because it's going to be like this weird transition time for a period.
I think there's a lot of people that want to go back to work.
Absolutely. Why are we going to offices? Why are we even going to offices?
There should no offices. One good thing. They should just dissolve into nothing but fun playgrounds for adults.
You go there just for public bathrooms. And then
they
laugh.
Better not close the public bathrooms.
No, we need these because we need toilets.
Absolutely.
LA needs more toilets.
By the looks of it, everyone's making do with what they have.
I know. And then that's why.
I still haven't seen as much human dump. New York will always have more human dumps on the street. San Francisco. Is the
creme that's the
creme.
King of human dump,
but that way you can stumble upon a human dump.
Oh yeah, of course, every once in a while if you're lucky, wink, and then you can laugh.
That means it's gonna be a good day.
I mean, like I left it in mine inside.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you for listening. We hope we brightened your day a little bit talking about just uplifting stories.
Such uplifting
and
stories.
If you are a father, just please, God, no food competition, no consumption of anything is ever worth a python. Nope. Never put your life at risk. Put it on layaway. We gotta find ways to get people pythons if they're that desperate
for them. If you need a fucking python.
But also, couldn't the python that guy won, couldn't it just kill a two-year-old?
I think that's what he was hoping.
A family annihilator.
With that big old boa constrictor.
Can you buy this is the question this week, lpotl@gmail.com. If you buy a dangerous animal, knowing it could kill your children, and it does, but you technically didn't do it, and it is legal to own that animal.
Perfect crime.
I don't know. I mean, child endangerment, but you're not going to go away for murder.
Up until the kids are in danger, it's actually, up until that point, before then, it's actually a lot of fun. Because they get to go lay down, watch the snake lay down to them to see if it can fit. You know what I mean? And they're like, oh, I'm asleep with the snake, daddy.
Someone told me that was a myth, but I don't even know. We have a lot to ask people, so let us know about snake news next week.
Yeah. Side stories, lpotl@gmail.com. And
I hope Gmail makes it. Hail yourselves, everyone.
Me too, man.
Magustalations.
God, my fingers crossed for Google. Hope they're doing okay. Oh, I just think about Google every day. I hope they're doing okay.
Every day.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.